This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is explaining his intentions after his security cabinet approved a plan for a full occupation of Gaza City.
We don't want to be there as a governing body. We want to hand it over to Arab forces that will govern it properly without threatening us and giving Gazans a good life. That's not possible with Hamas.
The decision, which could displace thousands of Gazans, comes despite opposition from Israel's military and hostage families. This woman weighed in Ashkelon.
We need, first of all, a deal for all the hostages. Afterwards, you would be able to do whatever you need to do.
Netanyahu says Israel will continue to provide humanitarian aid to Palestinians in non-combat zones. Today's the deadline President Trump set for Vladimir Putin to reach a peace deal with Ukraine or face stiff sanctions. Correspondent Linda Kenyon at the White House.
The president signaled the ceasefire deadline is largely up to President Putin, even as he continued to say he's open to one-on-one discussions with the Russian leader. Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office, Trump said he would still meet with Putin, even if Putin won't meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky, although details on a date, time, or location were not mentioned.
Brian Driscoll, a senior agent who helped oversee the FBI's response to January 6th, has been fired. CBS's Nicole Skanga has details from Washington.
Multiple sources tell CBS News that Driscoll, who's a recipient of the FBI's Medal of Valor and Shield of Bravery, has been pushed out after nearly 20 years of service alongside at least two others.
The Justice Department hasn't commented. Flames have burned almost 5,000 acres in a single day north of Los Angeles. CBS News LA's Lauren Posen is in Castiac.
A fast-moving brush fire exploded on one of the hottest days of summer.
I got the notification on my phone. Came home. I thought, you know, fires pop up all the time, not a big deal. By the time we got home, the cloud of smoke was coming right over our property.
People who aren't under mandatory evacuation orders are staying on standby, some waiting it out in their cars.
Lauren Posen from Castaic. A Louisiana sheriff says she wasn't surprised when 10 inmates escaped from a New Orleans jail in May. Susan Hudson, head of law enforcement in Orleans Parish, tells CBS News she'd warned about understaffing and design flaws.
Some of the lessons I've learned is that I sounded the alarms, but I didn't make those alarms loud enough, apparently.
The inmates removed a cell door and ripped a toilet from an empty cell wall to get out. All but one has been captured. Dow futures up 76. This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The head of the union representing Sturtevant police officers says the talk about eliminating the department was a total surprise.
It kind of just came out of nowhere with it. I had heard no discussions from any other departments around Racine County. I work with a lot of them from Racine, Kenosha, Walworth counties. And during this time, you know, with my employment through Gateway and stuff, that through the academy at Gateway, there had been nothing had come up with this. And usually, like you said, something leaks with this because this is a big change.
That's Brent McCoy, president of the Sturtevant Professional Police Association. He appeared on the Don Rosen show yesterday. The Sturtevant Village Board is looking at shutting down its local police department, a move that has left many officers and village residents stunned. Village leaders say contracting with the Racine County Sheriff's Office could save the village millions. McCoy warned that losing hometown officers may hurt response times and community ties. The board will talk more about the proposed changes at their next meeting August 12th. A Navy recruit died Wednesday after being shot at a firing range at Naval Station Great Lakes. However, officials have not disclosed the circumstances surrounding the shooting. The recruit was found unresponsive by emergency crews, and despite efforts to save him, he was pronounced dead at the scene. NCIS is investigating. Because there's a lot of green, downtown Racine has been awarded gold. The Downtown Racine Corporation has earned the prestigious gold tier status from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. The award highlights the DRC's work in making the area a hub for business and visitors. The designation only went to 10 business organizations across the state. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Next, the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers at AmFam Field tonight, opening a series against the New York Mets. Milwaukee still with the best record in baseball. NFL, the Packers host the Jets tomorrow night in their first preseason game. Kickoff at 7 p.m. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will have their final training camp practice at UW-Platteville before moving back to Madison. It's open to the public 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Davis Pioneer Stadium in Platteville, Wisconsin. Luke Fickell.
I do know that there's a lot of things that are going in the right direction. I worry about guys coming back out here with the right focus and stuff, and it was very competitive. It was back and forth. We're gaining this competitive maturity that we have to do if we're going to play like this, compete like this on a daily basis. I'm really excited about some of the things that went on today. There's some sloppiness, obviously, we got to correct up there at the end, but really like where we're headed.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
Partly cloudy and muggy. Our high today right around 88 with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight 74, tomorrow partly cloudy 89 with a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
In 2022, I joined a dating app and I paid $250 up front for the entire year because then you save $5 a month. The day after I joined that app, I get a phone call from this dude who I had met at like two dinner parties in the past. He was like, "Hey, Allie, I just happened to hear the news of your divorce today, and I gotta tell you, I'm excited." "I am, Allie, because look, I have had a crush on you forever, and I actually told my best friend years ago that you were my dream girl, and I know this sounds crazy, but I want you to be my girlfriend." And I was like, "I just paid $250. You seem really nice, but I gotta get my money's worth." I told all my girlfriends and they were like, "That is so sweet. I am so jealous." And then I told all my male friends and they were like, "That dude sounds like a psychopath." That's how cheap and lazy men have become. That now when a fellow man commits any act of kindness, any romantic gesture, it must be a symptom of an undiagnosed mental illness.
I'm a lonely teenager. Now I'm 17, still alone, wondering if I should go home or maybe stay out on my own. I'm a lonely teenager. I'd love to go back I stay out of sight. I wanna go home where I belong, 'cause I'm just a lonely teenager.
I wanna go back home,
lonely teenager.
Please let me go back home.
That's Dion DiBucci, otherwise known as Dion of the Belmonts. Lonely Teenager, it's 6:11, local news, timeless, it's WRJN. I'm Don Rosen, and thank you for joining me here on this Friday morning. I do appreciate it. We're looking for sunshine today, all day, with a high near 89. Clear tonight, low 75. Sunny with a high near 89 tomorrow. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday with a high near 83. Right now, it's sunny. It's 72 degrees right here at Radio Park. Coming up later on this morning, we'll talk to Brett Hoffman in the 7:30 segment. Talk about what's coming new to the movies this weekend. Also, Sean DeGrosso will be here to preview the second-to-last concert of the Racine Concert Band there at Festival Park, and that will be 8:25. Should be, I hope it doesn't rain, 8:25 this morning at 8:50. Mike Clemens joins us. We got a funny bit coming up from George Carlin at 8:50 this morning. Another sports bit from George. Should be funny. All right, coming up right now, we've got, oh, look who's here, Bobby Sherman. Where did he come from? Julie, 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 do you love me? Local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 1400 AM.
Being alone at night makes me sad, girl. Yet brings me down, all right. Tossing and turning and freezing. So much fun together. I was sure that you were mine, but leaving you, baby, is driving me crazy. It's got me wondering all the time.
Lost him a few months ago, Bobby Sherman. Julie, do you love me? It's 6:15, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I can picture the people at Heinz Ketchup saying, we got to sell more ketchup. We got to come up with a plan. Well, this is gross. Maybe not. Heinz and Smoothie King have debuted a ketchup smoothie. I saw a picture of this on the internet. Somebody, they're all talking about it now. The Heinz Ketchup smoothie. Multiple reports say it's actually pretty good. I can't imagine it being good. I mean, it's still ketchup. I mean, maybe if they used a different word for it. But the people at Heinz, you know, they were sitting at that big desk in the tower or whatever city they're located in saying, we got to come up, we got to sell more ketchup. Let's make smoothies out of them. And somebody said, great idea, JB. Let's do it. And we have it. Again, it sounds gross to me, but, and I like ketchup, you know, on French fries and hamburgers, but smoothies? I got to talk to the people at Tropical Smoothie, one of our sponsors, see if they make those. It's 6:50, local news, timeless hits. Here come the Beach Boys.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would what I'd be without you.
Boys, God only knows. 6:18, local news, timeless hits to WRJN Sunshine today. Highs of 89. You know, it sounds not as bad when you say 90. Well, 89 is what they're saying. Sunny, 72 degrees right now here at Radio Park. You want to buy Central Park in New York City? All right. The estimated value of the 843-acre site of land in New York Central Park was estimated to be $529 billion. That was 20 years ago in 2005. 20 years later, today, the most recent estimates have that same parcel of land at $40 trillion. I don't think there's anybody on the planet that could buy Central Park. I don't even know if it's for sale, but if it was $40 trillion, that'd be a nice piece of land, though, wouldn't it? Central Park. Oof, you get bridges, you get streams going there, you get, you know, kick everybody out. Yeah, it would be nice. All right, it's time for Pete with the Beat now.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jurassic World Rebirth is the latest installment in the Jurassic Park franchise and brought in several hundred million dollars globally. But if you like being a couch potato, you can catch it at home now after just 5 weeks. Jurassic World Rebirth is the seventh installment in the franchise and stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali. It is now available to stream on Amazon Prime. The Naked Gun reboot pulled in $17 million in its opening weekend. The production has yielded several subplots, including a Liam Neeson-Pamela Anderson romance, and now it's been revealed the director, Akiva Schaffer, almost threatened to quit the project when the studio threatened to cut a certain laugh-getting scene. In the film, a snowman comes to life and is part of a goofy threesome with the two lead actors. Schaffer says it was a tribute to the first Naked Gun, and he had to stand his ground to keep it in. The movie is already the shortest feature film I've seen in years, so if the scene had been cut, that pretty much would have made it a short film. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When you choose Hospice Alliance, you receive support from expert-level caregivers every step of the way. From understanding the Medicare, Medicaid hospice benefit and what private insurance companies cover, to grief support for the whole family. Hospice Alliance will always provide the very best care to every patient who comes to them and will never turn away a patient for inability to pay. At Hospice Alliance, adding life to days is their goal. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org.
Today's big deal of the day. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Flavors on the fast track tomorrow from 8 to 4 at the Union Grove Car Show on Main Street. While you check out the rides, make a pit stop at Just Brew It for sizzling hot dogs, signature ice cold drinks, and their car show specialty drink. Bold, refreshing, and built for summer. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
Tired of living with pain? Pope Family Chiropractic believes your body deserves to feel its best naturally. They offer fast and effective relief for headaches, sciatica, back pain, and can also give you a complete care plan to address a wide range of symptoms. Pope Family Chiropractic accepts most insurances, but also offers cash discounts for uninsured or high deductibles. Stop by to book your same-day appointment at Pope Family Chiropractic, located at 414 6th Street, downtown Racine, or look them up at drpope.net. Relief is just a call away.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station. WRJN.
It seems like a thousand years. And at na-na-na-na-na-na, late at night, na-na-na-na-na-na, late at night, I sit and count the tears. I have counted all your lies, all your alibis. I'm a guy, believe what he hears. And at na 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 na, late at night, na 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 na, late at night, I sit and count the tears. She's gone and found somebody new. He may be happy now, but soon you'll be counting every day that you've been away. It'll seem like a thousand years. And at na 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 na, late at night, na 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 na, late at night, he'll sit and count his tears. He'll sit and count his tears. He'll sit and count his tears. He'll sit.
Ah, yeah, the Drifters. I count the tears. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN at 625. I got a list of ways here to move around more each day so you're not so sedentary. It's got the classics on it, like Taking the Stairs, Parking Further Away from the Store So You Have to Walk. But here are some more creative ones, like Do Some Squat Thrusts While Heating Up the Food in the Microwave. Pick a favorite show. Make yourself work out whenever you watch it. I used to do that, to Leave It to Beaver on TV. I used to work out when I watched that. It works. Do calf raises while brushing your teeth. Don't sit while you're on the phone. Carry your groceries to your car. In other words, don't push the cart, carry them. Rush through the chores in your house, like vacuuming. Do it faster. Hustling. When you take out the trash, you can boost your heart rate and count that as a mini workout. I don't know. Sounds like a lot of work to me. It's, no, it's good for you. I shouldn't say that. 626 Local News. Timeless Hits. WRJN. Stone Soul Picnic. These are the Fifth Dimension now. Fifth Dimension, Stone Soul Picnic. It's 6:29, making 6:30 now on the dot at WRJN. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Investigators have not revealed what led to the shooting that killed a Navy recruit at Naval Station Great Lakes Wednesday. The incident happened at a gun range on the base where emergency responders found the victim unresponsive. The Navy says an investigation is underway with no further details released as of yet. Officials have said it was not an active shooter situation. The future of policing in Sturtevant is up in the air as village officials study a proposal to shut down the police department. A final decision hasn't yet been made, and one village officer says there's still time for people to give feedback.
And then we're asking that the public show up to these events. If you can't show up to the, I think the next meeting is August 12th. If you can't show up to that meeting, make sure you email your elected officials in the village and let them know what you're thinking, because that's what they're looking for, is that feedback.
Officer Matthew Bagansky with Sturtevant Police appeared on the Don Rosen Show yesterday. He said he and his fellow officers were blindsided and that they're worried about losing local control. If eliminated, the village would likely contract with the Racine County Sheriff's Office, a move some say would save millions. Officer Bagansky and other police union leaders say local control and quicker response times could be at risk, while village officials say they're still gathering information. There's a village meeting with more public discussion on the 12th. The groundbreaking for Herrick Village marks Racine's first ever subdivision focused on affordable housing. The Habitat for Humanity project is set on a vacant lot along South Memorial Drive, with plans to build 12 to 14 homes with private funding. You can go deeper on that habitat build and the effort online today. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
There may not be a lot of policy development catching the attention in Washington, D.C., but there's one bill that Wisconsin pork producers are still paying attention to. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. It's called the Save Our Bacon Act, and it's really designed to restore interstate commerce to the state of California. Remember, California has something called Proposition 12 in place that dictates exactly how pork producers must raise their animals and how egg producers must raise their animals. And that's turned into very expensive pork and eggs for California consumers. Morgan Warwick is the program and marketing director at the Wisconsin Pork Association.
I think it's different for every pork producer. Some are Prop 12 compliant, some are not. But at the end of the day, if we know what regulations we have to abide by and that we can raise pork the way we feel is best for our operation, that's what's important for producers. And so we want to be able to have our pig farmers continue to do what's best for their pigs, their families, and their operations while still delivering a safe, consistent, affordable food product for consumers.
Morgan Warwick with the Wisconsin Pork Association. She says addressing the fix of Proposition 12 is not only critical for California, but it also will keep other states from putting in place their own individual guidelines for food production.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick, how did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And the final few days now of the Wisconsin State Fair, State Fair Park in West Allis. Earlier this week, the Governor's Blue Ribbon Livestock Auction was held. And while many will pay attention to the $35,000 paid for the Grand Champion Steer, what's forgotten is that that auction also awarded $55,000 in scholarships and contributed an additional $30,000 in financial support to Exhibitor Showmanship, Master Showman, and Reserve Champion Awards. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Friday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
WRJN weather.
partly cloudy and muggy. Our high today right around 88 with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight 74, tomorrow partly cloudy 89 with a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
I don't often dwell on the past or even look backwards unless something is chasing me, and then I look back and I zigzag. That's how I lose them. But I started thinking about the past because there's a new iPhone out and a new update. And it made me think, you know, when we first got iPhones, we used them, we would talk. We would dial a number and have a conversation with people. And then we stopped talking and we started texting. And then Apple introduced emojis and bitmojis to communicate. And finally, I had to stop and ask myself, is it possible Tim Cook can't read? There's something that you just tap and onto a text, and it replies using a symbol. There are six options. Here they are right here. There's a heart, a thumbs up, a thumbs down, ha-ha, exclamation point, and a question mark. Was it just getting, was it too hard to type the word ha-ha? It takes the same amount of time to click on to the text, then select the ha-ha, as it does to type ha-ha. It doesn't make me go ha-ha for society. It makes me feel frowny face emoji.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Pretty woman. Walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman? I couldn't help but see, pretty woman. And you look lovely as can be. Are you lonely just like me?
Wow.
Pretty woman, stop a while. Pretty woman, talk a while.
Pretty Woman is 6:39. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 89. A clear night tonight, low 75. For the weekend, tomorrow, sunny with a high near 89. A chance of showers and thunderstorms Sunday with a high near 83. It's sunny and 72 right now at Radio Park. I guess I can tell you now, but yesterday was supposedly the most dangerous day of the year to drive. A dash cam company called Next Base crunched the numbers and found that August 7th is the deadliest day in American roadways. They didn't explain why a random day in August is so dangerous, but it's based on data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Apparently, we made it. Now it's all uphill from here, I guess, right? All right, 640 local news. Timeless, it's a WRJN. We're talking movies in about an hour from now. And at 8:25, we'll be talking Racine concert band information. And then Mike Clements coming up at 8:50 this morning at WRJN.
Faded photographs, covered now with lines and creases, tickets torn in half, memories in bits and pieces, traces of love. To wear pages from an old love letter, traces of love long ago that didn't work out right, traces of love with me tonight.
Yost in the Classics Ford Traces. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN at 6:43. All right, this is a myth buster. When I was a kid, I was told and believed, by the way, that toads give you warts. All the kids had toads in the neighborhood. We handled them and so forth. We always thought we were going to get, you know, some kind of wart on us when we touched the toad. I thought it. Anyway, toads cannot give you warts. Warts are caused by human virus. The key word being human. A wart's lumpy appearance is due to the epidermal cells multiplying due to the virus. Can warts spread from skin-to-skin contact? Of course they can, but not toad skin. So where did this myth come from? I'm kind of thinking my mother. I think she started that so I wouldn't play with toads.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. You think you've lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday, yeah. It's you she's thinking of. And she told me what to say, yeah. You know you should be glad. You know it's up.
glass. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
Beatles, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I remember when I saw the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. Yes, I'm that old. My grandmother was watching with us, and she kept saying, look at those animals. Look at their hair. Look at those animals. Have you ever seen the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show, some old footage of it? Their hair was not long. I mean, not long by any stretch of the imagination. My grandma, look at those animals. They're dirty. They haven't showered. I don't know how she knew Paul McCartney's showering schedule, but that's what my grandmother said. Wow. It's 6:46, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. All right, a new poll asked people if they've ever dined on roadkill. 6% of people said, yep, they've done it, but they didn't ask how regularly this happened, so it's unclear if many of them are enthusiastic about eating roadkill and how many are just one and done. 89% of the people said no, they've never dined on roadkill. 5% of the people said they're not sure. How can you not be sure if you've eaten roadkill?
Start your engines and just brew it. Flavors on the Fast Track this Saturday at the Union Grove Car Show. From 8 to 4, Main Street will be packed with horsepower and timeless style. As you check out the cool rides, cruise over to Just Brew It for classic hot dogs, signature ice-cold beverages, and the Union Grove Car Show specialty drink. Bold, refreshing, and built for summer. Fresh, local, timeless. Just brew it. Saturday, 8 to 4, Main Street, Union Grove. Be there.
Summer means kick stands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
WRJN.
He took 100 pounds of clay, and then he said, hey, listen, I'm gonna fix this world today. Because I know what's missing. Then he rolled his big sleeves up, and a brand new world began. He created a woman and lots of loving for a man. Whoa, yes he did. With just 100 pounds of clay.
He made my life worth living, and I will thank him every day for every kiss you're giving.
S.G. McDaniel's 100 Pounds of Clay, 651 local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Disneyland honored a ticket for free admission that a guy got back in 1985, 40 years later. He recorded his 18-year-old daughter using it to get in. Now, the guy at the ticket booth had to call his boss to make sure it was legit. They honored it. Shout out to Disneyland. What a great thing to do. Honor a ticket for 40 years later. That's great. I think you probably got a lot of good publicity out of it, too. I've got Carole King right now. I feel the earth move right here at WRJN.
I feel the earth move under my feet.
Jerry Goffin wrote so many great hit songs in rock and roll. She's got the Broadway show about her. She's got her own songs. Whoa, What a talent, Carole King. It's 6:55 at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 89. Sunny and 72 right now here at Radio Park. Well, this guy lost his wallet when he got robbed in broad daylight by a seagull. You see, he was loading bags into his car at the grocery store and set his wallet down on his shopping cart. The seagull swooped in, snagged his wallet, and took off. Obviously, the bird didn't eat the wallet. Probably dropped it somewhere. As of now, we still don't know where it is. Someone's going to find it one of these days, probably in a nest. Why would you take your wallet and leave it on your shopping cart? I mean, mine is always in my pocket, so I don't know why people do things like that. But I think this guy learned a valuable lesson, huh? You know, my nephew, when he was a little kid, was at the beach once. And he was having a hot dog, and the bird, I don't think it was a seagull, I don't know what it was, swooped down and stole his hot dog right out of the bun. He was crying, and you can see the bird taking off with his hot dog. It happens, folks. It's 6:56, local news, timeless hits, WRJN right now. Got California sun. These are the Rivieras right here at WRJN.
Well, I'm going out of west where I belong. Where the days are short and the nights are long. Where they walk and I walk, they twist and I'll twist. They shimmy and I'll shimmy. They fly and I'll fly. Well, they're out there having fun in that warm California sun. Well, I'm going out of west, out on the coast. Where the California girls are. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
You sound the Riviera is a WRJN. You know that record label was on Riviera Records and they were the Rivieras. I think that's a coincidence. I think not. It's 6:58 at WRJN. All right, it's safe to assume the bands play their most popular hits all the time, but have you ever wondered how many times? A new study took a look at stats from a website called setlist.fm to find out which songs rock bands have performed over 1,500 times in concert. Number two on the list. What was number one? I don't have number one here. School's Out, Alice Cooper, 3,090 times. Smoke on the Water, Deep Purple. They played that 2,223 times in concert. Rock and Roll All Night, Kiss. They played it over 2,000 times. Rock of Ages, Def Leppard, over 2,000 times. I Want You to Want Me, Cheap Trick, 2,239 times in concert. Don't Fear the Reaper, Blue Oyster Cult, 2,600 times. Walk This Way, Aerosmith, 1,700 times. And You Give Love a Bad Name from Bon Jovi, 1,500 times. You know what they say? Give the people what they want. They want to hear the hits. We've got them. Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. It's 7 o'clock now.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This segment of Face the Nation on the radio is presented by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israel's security cabinet has approved a plan to occupy Gaza City. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tells Fox about his intentions.
To
assure our security, remove Hamas there, enable the population to be free of Gaza, and to pass it to civilian governance. That is not Hamas.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. Israelis in Tel Aviv expressing concern about the plan to expand the war in Gaza.
I think it's a death sentence to hold the hostage.
It just doesn't seem that there's any real forward movement with this plan. And unless we can get rid of all of Hamas in one go, just think that the hostages need to be top priority, and then we need to stop all of our soldiers from dying.
Israel's security cabinet approved the plan despite warnings from military commanders that Israel's fighting forces are already overstretched.
Hamas calls Israel's plan a, quote, new war crime and warns it will cost it dearly. This is President Trump's deadline for Russia to reach a ceasefire agreement with Ukraine, and he's ceded